Gould Parts presents Preps Rewind on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Mike Danson.
Welcome into the Aloe Fiber Studio. This is Preps Rewind presented by Gould Parts in Eaton. 45 East Collins in Eaton, 970-454-3355. Open 7 days a week, your Napa parts provider. Owned by Alan Gould and his family since the 70s, and the staff has been there for the long haul also. Anything you need automotive part-wise, marine part-wise, off-road equipment, car truck parts, tractor parts, anything you need, get in touch with Gould Parts in Eaton. It feels kind of weird to be back in studio. I was on a vacation a couple of weeks ago, and then last week with the holidays, we didn't have a show. So it's been a few weeks since I've been in here able to talk to you. I'm excited to be back. Basketball has now started. We have basketball games to talk about. That kind of leads into the rundown for today. We're going to go through some basketball scores from last night. And then in the second segment, we will talk with Roosevelt girls head basketball coach Enoch Miller. They are the defending state champions, and it's a basketball team that returns every player from that state championship team. So we will talk to him, see how his season has started. And then in the third segment, we're going to go deep dive into the final three football games of the year, the 3A, the 4A, the 5A state champion football games. We're going to deep dive into those, and I will give you my prediction of how I think those games are going to go, keys to each of those games, and I'll give you a potential score, I think, will be the outcome. And then in the final segment, we will have the first edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings Girls and Boys Basketball Edition. So these, once again, no matter, regardless of classification, these will be the teams that I think have the best chance to win a state championship this season. So that's what we have going on today. The first thing I want to do is I want to congratulate KFKA's own Bruce Dick, head basketball coach at Fort Collins High School. He has been coaching basketball in the state of Colorado for a long time. He has over 700 wins, I believe. And he finally, well-deserved, he is now being entered into the Hall of Fame for Colorado. So congratulations to Coach Bruce Dick. Just a huge thing and probably a little bit overdue. But he's in now, and we're really proud of him and everything that he does here. And then, you know, all the kids that he's coached is just absurd. I can't imagine how many kids he's seen go through his programs. The other thing I want to applaud Chassa. I didn't get a chance to talk about this, but the 2A state championship game was supposed to be played in Pueblo at CSU Pueblo. No teams from the eastern side of the mountains made it to the state championship. We had Delta and Rifle play for that. Delta ultimately came out on top, but Chassa did the right thing by those two teams by moving that game from Pueblo to Grand Junction, not making those teams travel all the way down to Pueblo, way out of the way, just take them over to Grand Junction. They still got to play in a college stadium, which is fantastic for those high school kids. What a memory. I'd like to applaud Chassa also for making that work, getting that done, not making those teams travel all the way to Pueblo when it didn't make any sense at all for two Western Slopes teams to travel to Pueblo to play a state championship game. You get Rifle and Delta, they go over to Grand Junction, and they have a heck of a football game. Delta comes out on top of that, winning the 2A championship. So congratulations to Delta, but great job done by Chassa there on that one. Now we're going to jump into not a lot of scores. We're still kind of early season basketball, but we do have some scores to talk about from last night. We will start on the boys' side. Boys' side scores. Frontier Academy and Bishop Matchbuff did play last night, but I was unable to find a score on that one. Vista Ridge and Windsor played. Windsor came out on top. I saw on Twitter that Windsor won, but I could not find a score anywhere for that one. So Windsor They moved to 1-1 after losing to Denver East on Thursday. Fort Lupton beat Eaton last night in basketball. Greeley West falls to Skyline 60-70. Skyline gets the win over Greeley West. Northridge I think they played host to Berthoud here in Greeley. Berthoud comes out on top 60-59, though. A close one there, Berthoud and Northridge. Thompson Valley, this is a team that I think is going to be a lot better. I would guess that a lot of the kids that help out on that Thompson Valley basketball team may have been taking some time off with the long extended football season and them just losing in the semifinals of football. So Thompson Valley falls to Horizon 39-77. I think that's not an indication at all of what this Thompson Valley basketball team is going to look like on the boys side. I think they're going to have a lot of those kids that were on that football team come in and play a big role, and they will bounce right back here in the upcoming weeks. University and Peak to Peak squared off, and Peak to Peak takes down University 74-72. Platte Valley and Roosevelt, they played both on the boys' side and the girls' side. Platte Valley on the boys' side, 64, Roosevelt 57, so Platte Valley gets the win there. And Fossil Ridge played George Washington yesterday, and they get the win 67-47. Those are the boys' scores from last night in the hoops world. Let's jump over to girls' basketball scores. Rocky Mountain and Delta play. Delta falls 57-44 to Rocky Mountain. Resurrection Christian puts it on Timnath 61-29 last night. Frontier Academy loses to Bishop Matchbuff 65-38. These are all girls' scores now. Pooter played Union Oklahoma. Union Oklahoma wins 48-14 against Pooter. Peak to Peak in University. University gets the win on the girls' side 50-45. Briggsdale, a team that is going to be very good at that 1A level of girls basketball, they get the win 69-27 last night. Briggsdale gets the win. Heritage and Fort Collins. Fort Collins 66, Heritage 23. Eaton took down the Academy 85-31. Roosevelt, we're going to talk to their coach Enoch Miller in the next segment here. Roosevelt 86 points on the girls basketball side. Platte Valley 19, so a big win. Roosevelt bounces back. They lost in the opening game of the season, 46-45, I believe, to Cherry Creek. So a big, big bounce back win for Roosevelt there. And they're going to flex their muscles most of the season. Berthoud and Northridge also faced off on the girls' side of hoops, and Northridge gets the win on the girls' side, 51-49. So those are your scores of boys and girls basketball from last night. Keep in mind, folks, there is basketball going on pretty much every day of the week. They've had to spread these high school basketball games out to most days of the week just because of the officials shortage. So if there's a basketball team out there that you really want to see, get online and you just Google that team, that school's name and schedule. It'll pop right up. You can look and see whatever team you want to see. Their schedule's right there online. Pop up, get out, support these kids, support all these high school athletics that are going on. There's wrestling stuff going on at this time of year. I think there's swimming going on at this time of year. So any of these sports that you're interested in watching, my gosh, it's all right out there. Get out and enjoy the preps world of athletics. It's fun. It's a great time. These kids are out there. They're not playing for money like the college kids now. They're not playing for money like the pros. They're playing for their school, for their pride, for their town. And that's what's great about high school athletics. So get out there, check those schedules online, find a team that you want to go watch. Get out there. There's games going on today. There's plenty of boys and girls basketball going on today. There's probably some wrestling going on, maybe some swim meets. So get out there and support these kids. They deserve it. They're working hard to have a chance to bring home that state championship trophy. So we're going to jump out right now. On the other side, we will have defending state champion coach of the Roosevelt girls basketball team, Enoch Miller. He will join us on the other side. You are listening to Preps Rewind with me, Mike Danson, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. ¶¶ Welcome back into Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Mike Danton, your host. I believe we are still efforting getting Coach Enoch Miller on the line to talk to him about his defending state champion basketball team. And while Micah and Matt on the other side of the glass are working on that, I think we'll jump in and kind of look at what the preseason basketball rankings look like. All classifications. Chassa put these out right around Thanksgiving. At the 6A level, we will start there. At the 6A level, there's now 6A through 1A in basketball. I think this is the first season for that. So at the 6A level, number one team is Mountain Vista. The number two team is Rock Canyon. Fossil Ridge is your number three team, and Denver East number four. Those are your top four. Fort Collins also into that rank. I'm sorry, I don't think these are right. I'm looking at the I'm looking at last year's rankings here. I don't know why they would pop those. That would be the first thing that pops up here. Let me jump over. I think I have the here we go. Girls basketball preseason rankings from November 21st of 2023. So those other rankings I was giving you, I was kind of surprised because I didn't remember Fossil Ridge being in that top three. And then I glance up at the date and it's obviously not the the correct ones. But at the 6A level, this will be girls basketball preseason rankings. We'll just do the top five per classification. Number one in girls 6A basketball is Grandview. Number two, Valor Christian. Number three, Cherry Creek. Number four, Regis Jesuit. And number five is Arapaho. The top team in our area at that 6A level, it looks like Loveland is probably about 14th in the rankings there. At the 5A level, as we continue to effort to get their coach, Enoch Miller, Roosevelt is number one at the 5A level. Meade, number two. George Washington, number three. Windsor, number four. Air Academy, number five. That Roosevelt and Windsor matchup, that is something that I think we will see multiple times throughout this season. Those are a couple of teams that I believe they faced off for the championship last year. And they battled for that. Roosevelt obviously coming up on top. Let's jump into the 4A level. At the 4A level, Holy Family is number one. D'Evelyn, number two. Riverdale Ridge is number three. University, number four. And Eaton, number five. So two teams from the area right there in the top five at the 4A level of basketball. Also from the area, Resurrection Christian is at the number nine slot there at the 4A level. Micah, I just, I text coach and he said, I've got my phone. So, I don't know if I may have given you the wrong number or something, but if you want to come in here and get it, we're going to jump over now and look at the 3A level. Colorado Springs Christian, St. Mary's, Peyton, Centauri, the Vanguard School. Those are all your top five at the 3A level. Platte Valley and Highland jump in there respectively at 8 and 9. So that's how that's going. Here, I'm going to just give me 1 second here. Maybe we hop out, Micah. Can we hop out real quick? And we'll try to get Coach Enoch Miller on the other side here. So you're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice. This is Preps Rewind, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We'll try to get Enoch Miller on the other side. All right, welcome back in. We got the phone stuff figured out. This is Preps Rewind presented by Gould Parts live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. We're just going to jump right into it with Roosevelt head girls basketball coach Enoch Miller. Coach, thank you for joining and dealing with our phone situation here.
Hey, it's all good. I'm happy to be here. No problem.
Yeah, I appreciate you jumping on. We'll just kind of jump right into it. One of the things that most coaches have to deal with when you win a state championship, as you guys did last year, is is all that work to get back to that spot, because you're going to probably lose a lot of people. That's not the case for you guys.
Yeah. We've been blessed. We were very young last year, and so returned the vast majority of our contributing players. So yeah, we're super blessed in that way, definitely.
Coach, one of the things that I think a lot of coaches have to battle against is a team that wins a state championship and you bring a lot of those players back. We're talking about, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds in this case. What are you doing to fight against like some complacency, maybe thinking, okay, if we did it last year with this group, we can just do it again?
Yeah, definitely is a real thing. it is, you're exactly right. And we kind of knew that going in, that, even last year throughout the year, we're like, these are our goals. This is where we believe we can get to, but, we haven't accomplished it yet. So, there's just this fight inside you every day to say, hey, can we get this done, kind of thing. And when you do, as exciting as it is and amazing, there is a sense that you feel like, okay, well, why can't we do it again? And so, yeah, we have, what we've done is tried to shift the focus a little bit. Read Phil Jackson's book, spoke to some really smart people and friends that I know and coaches around, and they said, read this book, it's really good. And, one of the things that he talked about, when they were going back to back was that, the second year, really trying to make it, fun. Our slogan this year is hashtag enjoy the ride, because we just want the kids to enjoy it. There's a sense of, pressure from the outside influences that we all have, that we try to not let that affect us, but it just does because we're human. So we're just trying to say, hey, let's enjoy every day. With a lot of seniors on the roster, there's a lot of last, last first game, last preseason game, this and this. So that's number one. We've kind of just tried to say, hey, we're going to enjoy it. Yeah, we're going to work hard. We're going to push ourselves, but try to take that pressure off of ourselves. Like, hey, if we just work hard every day and try to get better, then our goals are right in front of us. And then number two, we've just been blessed with, probably with our success last year and really trying to do as much as we can to build the program. We've been blessed with 16 freshmen this year in our program. And so we were barely able to fill a JV last year. And so we have three full teams this year. We have 11 kids on our C team. And so super excited to have them in, a lot of really great kids and families. There's potential there, but a lot of work needs to be done. But, we're really enjoying them. And so we've kind of put that challenge on our upperclassmen to really pour into them. And so by getting outside of yourself and having to sacrifice a little bit and slow down a little bit sometimes in practice when we don't want to really help those kids. And I think that's helped as well.
Yeah, that's really well said, Coach. Just there's so many things that these young athletes have going on in their lives that to try to slow it down and just let them enjoy being a high school athlete is just huge. I love the fact that you have 16 freshmen. That really speaks to what a successful season can do for a program.
Absolutely. We were, and I'll give credit for sure to our middle school program. I'm now teaching at the middle school this year at Milliken, and they just do a really good job with their sports over there. It's well run. They play a decent sized season. The kids are really into it. There's a culture over there at the middle school of participation, and they get good numbers in all their sports. Man, in volleyball, girls volleyball, they had like four teams for each grade level. So they had like four sixth grade, four seventh grade, fourth grade. So the kids just they really come out and participate over there, and there's a lot of teachers over there that sacrifice their time to make those programs successful, and our administrator, Mr. Curtis, and just it's a good culture over there for sports. And so I think that has helped some kids come in already, excited to play.
Coach, if you could just kind of talk about the girls that you have on this team, we know Bance and Price and Holly are like they're going to be your top scorers probably, but you can talk about them a little bit. But let's talk about some of the role players that are going to be stepping in also.
Yeah. So you know, we have our seniors are just. You know, they're showing a lot of maturity, and obviously they're very talented. I'll say there's one kid that doesn't always get the accolades and doesn't get, you know, all of the hoopla, but Bryn Price is a senior for us, and, you know, from top to bottom, she's our best defender. And, you know, in all of our big games last year, you know, she's the one that I put her on the best team, the best player on the opposing team. And so she is just tough when things get hard, when the team, you know, when we're down, when we need energy, she just has this fight inside of her that is just really special. And so, again, numbers don't pop out at you, but without her, you know, we don't accomplish the things that we do for sure. Also, you know, Brooke Meza is another, a big for us, a senior, and she is just kind of heart and soul. She competes harder than probably any kid I've ever had, pound for pound. She's big, she's strong, she's physical. I mean, she can squat more than a lot of boys that I've coached.
Yeah.
she's powerful in the paint. And, you know, so she is another one that she's kind of that, you know, she's a starter, even though she's like our sixth man. We just have a super talented group, and we happen to have Kyla Collier, and so those two play well together, but we kind of just balance it out a little bit with her coming as sixth man. But she is an amazing player. She's also a CSU Pueblo commit already. So,
wow.
I mean, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. I could talk about each one of them, but those are two that don't always get the shout outs that some of the other ones do, but like we wouldn't win without them. That's for sure.
Well, and it has to be nice, to have that senior leadership this year, as you guys were so young last year and didn't really have that, spot.
Yes, no doubt. You know, that's one thing we've challenged them on. And, you know, we played our second game last night, and, you know, Platte Valley's a little down. And we knew that coming in. But our thing was, hey, you know, it's not about the scores. It's just about how we compete, how we play, and the maturity level that we show. And, you know, we did something that I don't think we ever did last year. And I think we finished with 5 turnovers or 4 turnovers or something like that. And even in the games that were, you know, we had significantly more talent, and that there was still quite a bit of sloppiness here and there as we were trying to just learn discipline and how to just play the right way consistently. And so, you know, going into game 2, that was a big challenge, was like, hey, it's not about the score. It's about, you know, how we take care of the ball, how we move the ball, how we, you know, compete defensively consistently and don't get lazy and, you know, things like that. And I was really impressed with how our kids responded last night. So I think that's a good sign for the season.
Well, and that's one of the things that you kind of think about, like as a coach, when you have a group that you're returning so many, is the idea that you can kind of get a little bit more detailed. You can say you're starting on chapter 5 of the book instead of starting on chapter 1, so you can get more into those deep dive details.
Absolutely. You know, I've been, you know, at a couple of different places, schools where I've coached, and, you know, I've said this all the way through, and the first year is the hardest. It just always is. And I encourage younger coaches and coaches that move and friends and stuff. You know, I really encourage them to just embrace that first year and understand that it's going to come with challenges. And even though we finished the way that we did last year, it wasn't from lack of struggle and lack of, you know, up and down. And, you know, there were a lot of things that we, you know, kind of had ups and downs during the season. And so we had to respond to those things, and, you know, and we did, but it wasn't easy. And so, not that it's going to be easy this year by any means. There's a lot of really good teams out there. But I think the difference is that, like you said, that's a great way to put it. Like, it's like we're farther along the line. Now when I say something, offensively or defensively, when I say something, they know what I'm talking about. So now I can take it a step further, you know, with sets that we run, with you know, just defensively, some different things that we can do to, you know, that maybe we weren't fully ready to comprehend and be a little bit more detailed and a little more trickery and just some different things. And so, yeah, I felt like last year I'm just like, you know, putting in the base of what we're trying to do, getting them to understand our language. And this year it's definitely, we're taking a step in being able to do more things. So it's exciting.
Yeah, that is great, Coach. I do a power rankings for each sport here, and you guys were the easy number one pick for me going into this season in my preseason power rankings. So, Coach, I appreciate you jumping on and joining me this morning. Got a bit of a season ahead, so I'm sure we'll talk to you again as the season progresses.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you having me on and highlighting our program. A lot of hardworking people in our school and on our teams, and so I appreciate the ability to come on. So hope you have a great rest of the show and day.
All right. Thank you, Coach. That is Coach Enoch Miller of the Roosevelt Rough Rider girls basketball program, defending state champions, and they are probably well on their way to going for another state championship this year as they return every player from last year. Mike, I think I'm just going to jump into the deep dive of the championship games, and then we'll take a quick break and come back and do the power rankings. So we're going to jump in now. We're going to deep dive the rest of the football season, I guess. The last three football games, we're going to dive into them a little bit deeper. I'm going to give you some keys to these games that I think need to happen, and then I'm going to give you a score of how I think it's going to go. We're going to start at the 3A level, the 3A championship game in Pueblo today. This is Holy Family and Lutheran, the Tigers and the Lions facing off. They have played once this year already. On October 6th, they played. That game was won by Holy Family 35-28. Holy Family's quarterback, Rylan Cooney, threw for 212 yards and two touchdowns in that game. He also ran for 68 yards. I believe his name is Dylan. Dylan Gabriel had 95 yards rushing and a touchdown. They have a very balanced passing attack. They've won nine games in a row. The last 7 weeks, they have only allowed double-digit scoring one time. Rylan Cooney has been fantastic this season for Holy Family. 2,551 yards on 64% completion with 22 touchdowns and only four interceptions. So that is fantastic work by a high school quarterback. He has also added 23 rushing touchdowns into this team. So just an amazing season for Rylan Cooney. And then Gabriel on the ground leads the way with 1,325 yards, a 6.4 average, and 13 TDs. Lutheran on the other side. Lutheran, Sawyer Weld ran for 217 yards in that first matchup on the season. That was an 8.7 average and one TD in the first game. And their quarterback, Ryken Daugaard, threw for 166 yards, three touchdowns, one interception. They had 3.5 sacks defensively in that game, though, Lutheran did. In their seven-game winning streak, they have put up points. They have actually given up a bunch of points during the playoffs. Sorry. They've given up 37, 30, and 21 during the playoffs here. Daugaard has been really good, not as good as Cooney, but he has thrown for 2,461 yards on 57% completion, more touchdowns, 32, but also more interceptions with 10. They have four players over 400 yards rushing, a very balanced rushing attack. This team defensively, 32.5 sacks as a team and 19 interceptions. Very good defensively, but they've been giving up some points. Keys to this game for Holy Family. Don't turn the ball over. Don't give Lutheran any extra opportunities with the ball. And you need to control that run game of Lutheran. It's very balanced, very a lot of different players running the ball. If you're Lutheran, keys to the game, get after Cooney early. You want to put pressure on him at quarterback, make him uncomfortable, and you need to get in the lead early. The pick for me for this game, Holy Family 28-21 over Lutheran. the 4A championship game. This is a matchup between Erie and Palmer Ridge. Erie has won 12 games in a row, led by the all-time Colorado high school touchdown leader, Blake Barnett. He has 2,062 yards passing on 60% completion, 28 TDs, 7 interceptions. He also has 895 rush yards. Six players with over 100 yards rushing on this team, including Gavin Lusk, 994 yards rushing, 10 TDs. They have 17 interceptions as a team on D and are led by Carson Hagman, who has 175 tackles this season for Erie, 12 tackles for a loss, and 6 sacks. That defense is tough. Palmer Ridge, 13-0 on the season. 8 of the 13 games this season have allowed under 10 points, including 4 shutouts. Derek Hester is the quarterback. They don't throw a lot, around 10 times per game, but are efficient when they do it. They have 2,747 yards rushing as a team, averaging 7.2 a carry. 4 guys over 400 yards, led by Derek Hester, the quarterback, who has 822 yards and 14 TDs. Receiving, watch out for James Weir, 886 receiving yards, a 19.7 average, and 17 touchdowns. Nothing crazy defensively, except as we talked about earlier, they've only given up 8 of their 13 games, they've given up less than 10 points. Keys to this game for Erie. Stop big plays in the passing game. You can't give up any big plays in the passing game. Be balanced offensively. Keys for Palmer Ridge. Make someone other than Blake Barnett beat you. And give the run game time. Let that run game work. My pick for this is Erie 24, Palmer Ridge 20. We're going to jump in and look at the 5A championship game. This is a matchup between Cherry Creek and Columbine. Cherry Creek, I'm not sure how many championships they've won in a row, but it's a lot at the 5A level. Cherry Creek, 13-0. Sophomore quarterback Brady Vodica has 2,126 passing yards at an incredible 70% completion percentage, which is amazing for a high school quarterback, just a sophomore. 25 TDs, only 3 interceptions. They have 5 receivers over 200 yards, led by another sophomore, Max Lovett. The run game is always solid. It's no different this year. Jordan Heron, 1,324 yards, at 8.7 average, 17 touchdowns. They have 34 sacks as a team and 22 interceptions on defense. Jake Howell leads the defense with 141 tackles. Columbine, 13-0, only held under 30 points one time this whole season. Every game except one, they've scored 30 points. That was in the quarterfinals against Legend is the only time they were held under. They only have 87 passing attempts on the season, but it's a 71% completion, 13 TDs and 2 interceptions. 4,097 rushing yards on the season, 7.7 average, led by John Snyder, 1,583, 8.7 average, 23 TDs, and Mason Moreno, 1,201 yards, 8.1 average, 15 TDs. 46 sacks defensively for this Columbine team. They are run heavy. They're going to be physical. Keys to the game for Cherry Creek: protect the ball and get up by 2 scores early. Force Columbine to have to throw it more than they want to. Columbine, be as physical as you can possibly be and get after Vodica when he drops back. Put pressure on that quarterback. My pick may be a surprise, but it's Columbine winning 31-24. They're going to put up 30 again. Those are what I'm looking at for the 3 final football games of the season. We're going to jump out. On the other side, we'll have the first edition of Girls and Boys Basketball Preps Rewind Power Rankings. You are listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's time for the Preps Rewind Power Rankings.
Welcome back in, and it is time for the first edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings Basketball Edition. We will start with the girls' side of basketball. Once again, these are the teams, no matter what classification, I feel have a best chance at making a run at a state championship this year. On the girls' side, we will start at number 5. Windsor. The Windsor Wizards, runners-up last year to Roosevelt, would probably be higher, but Roosevelt plays in the same classification. So it's hard to move them up when I think Roosevelt is going to be as dominant as they are going to be. They return Riley Hess. She was the leading scorer last year. She's going to need help from Brooklyn Jiracek. I'm sorry if I butcher that name. And Julia Boldwinger. Keep an eye on sophomore Willow Sharpie also for the Windsor Wizards. They are number 5 on the girls' side of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. Number 4, Dayspring Christian. They graduate their leading scorer, but return 8 players who played significant minutes, including Ibi Oma Foma. I am so sorry if I'm butchering names, guys. I do my best here. She's a senior. Senior Faith Hayward and junior Lexa Jackson. They had a disappointing showing at last year's state tournament, but they can turn around and use that as some motivation to make a run. Number 3, the University Bulldogs. They graduated a lot, but they're ready to reload. We'll really lean on junior Addison Harding and junior Janae Kravig for scoring. They have to have some role players emerge out of the rest of the roster. Possible names to watch for are junior Elizzy Madrigal and sophomore Maddie McNair. University number 3. Number 2 in the girls edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings, Briggsdale. Briggsdale, 24-2 last year, defending. They were not the defending state champions. They return all-around stud Jenna Christ, 23.55 points per game, 6 rebounds per game, 5 assists per game, and 3 steals per game. Just an all-around stud. She will be helped out by Kayla Clem, who was a sophomore last year, but averaged 10 points per game, 6 rebounds, and 3 steals. They have to replace 19 points per game that graduated, but the depth is there for Briggsdale to make a run at the state championship. And number 1, no surprise, we just talked to their coach, Enoch Miller, the Roosevelt Rough Riders. They were 26-2 last year, 17-1 in league. They return every player from last year's state championship team. Coach talked about a couple of them when he was on, but leading scorer Ryan Banson Price at 14 points per game, and sophomore Kyla Hollier, 13.8 points per game. I think she's averaging 18 to start the season here in 2 games. She also averaged 6.8 rebounds per game. Senior Brooklyn Meza also helped out on the rebound side. They lost their first game to Cherry Creek, but really bounced back big against Platte Valley last night. The boys' edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings, starting at number 5, Windsor Charter Academy. Their top 2 scorers return, led by junior Ball Kellen. He averaged 14.5 points per game, and sophomore Andrew Shams. They did graduate 3 seniors who ate up a lot of minutes, but the depth is there to bounce right back. Number 4. And Thompson Valley lost big last night, but this is a team that's going to be returning a lot of kids from the football program. They are led by senior leading scorer. Last year, Brady Kennison is back. He averaged over 20 points a game, and he will be helped out by junior Chase Mancini and senior Gustavo Varela Benoco. See if they can find success and ride it just like the football team did. Number 3 in the boys' edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings, the Windsor Wizard. This team graduated a lot and will lean on some inexperience, but sophomore Madden Smiley, junior John Backus will carry the load until others catch up. They will be there at the end of the season. Number 2, the Highland Huskies. They lost 2 of their top 4 scorers, but the returning players are enough to put them on here. Senior Carson Steinke has potential to average 20 points per game. He will be helped out by junior Sawyer Morgan and senior Jacob Warnes. And the number 1 team in the boys edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings for basketball, Resurrection Christian. The Cougars return their top 4 scorers from last year's team, including Ty Yoder, 17.3 points per game, Cade Cratcher, 13.1 points per game, and Jacob Barker, 10.1 points per game. This team is loaded, and they will make a run at a state championship this year. That is the this week's edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. Those are the boys and girls basketball edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. Here in the last few minutes, get out there. The 4A and 5A state championship games, they start at 11. The 4A state championship game starts at 11. The 5A state championship football game starts at 3, I believe. Guys, this is 45 minutes away from us right here. Head over to Fort Collins and catch these two games. A couple of great games, I think, are ahead of us. These teams are very evenly matched, and I believe that we're really going to have some really good football games. One thing that's really cool also, if you're not able to make it over to Fort Collins, sorry Comcast subscribers, but you can get these games, the 4A and 5A championship games, on Altitude Network today if you feel like watching some high school football. I know there's a lot of big college football games going on, but let's support these high school athletes as much as we can. As I said at the beginning of the show, there is plenty of basketball going on also. Get online. You can find whatever team schedule you want. Get out there and see these kids play. They're putting it all out on the line, and it's entertaining. It's fun. If you have a chance, at some point, catch this Roosevelt girls basketball team. We talk with Coach Enoch Miller, a fantastic basketball team over there in Johnstown. Thank you, Coach Enoch Miller of the Roosevelt Girls Basketball Squad, for joining us today. Thank you, Micah and Matt on the other side of the glass, for helping out our first little snafu that we had today with the phones, but we made it through. You have been listening to Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in Eaton, 45 East Collins in Eaton, 970-454-3355, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. You've been listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.